This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Iran fired missiles toward the vicinity of Israel's Dimona and Negev Nuclear Research Center in response to U.S.-Israeli attacks on Iran's Bushehr and Natanz nuclear facilities, as reported by Iranian-linked media outlets. Israeli officials have not confirmed any major damage at nuclear-related sites, though authorities have reported extensive air defense activity. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, said that it is aware of reports of an incident in the city of Dimona in Israel involving a missile impact and has not received any indication of damage to the nuclear research center in Negev. The IAEA added that information from regional states indicates that no abnormal radiation levels have been detected. It further stated that the Director General of the IAEA, Rafael Mariano Grossi, is closely monitoring the situation, and he has stressed that maximum military restraint should be observed in the vicinity of nuclear facilities. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held talks with Arat Mayor Yair Mayan and conveyed his prayers for those injured in Iran's attack near Israel's Dimona and the Negev Nuclear Research Center. According to the Israeli Foreign Ministry, more than 100 people, including children, were injured in the attack. In a social media post, the ministry stated that the Iranian regime had devastated Arat and Dimona by deliberately targeting civilians with missiles. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to hit and obliterate Iran's power plants if Tehran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours. Trump issued the ultimatum on Truth Social this morning, giving Iran exactly 48 hours to open the vital waterway to face a new round of attacks. He stated that the United States would target various Iranian power plants, starting with the biggest one first. In another post, Trump said that Iran wants to make a deal, but he does not, arguing that he has already achieved his objectives weeks ahead of schedule. The Bharatiya Janata Party has released its first list of candidates for the Puducherry Legislative Assembly elections, naming nominees for 9 of the 10 seats allotted to it. Meanwhile, in Kerala, BJP released its third list of candidates yesterday, comprising 11 names. T.N. Suresh will contest from Kovalam, V. Ratish from Perumed, and Ajimon from Mavelakkara. Prominent candidates from all three fronts in Kerala have already filed their nominations ahead of closing date tomorrow. KPCC President Sunny Joseph filed his nomination yesterday as the UDF candidate in Piravur. In Assam, the BJP's Central Election Committee has released its second list of 2 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections. According to the list, Sushri Krishna Saha will contest from Dalgaon Assembly Constituency and Jiban Gogoi from Sisi Bargaon Assembly Constituency. On the occasion of World Water Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi called upon citizens to reaffirm their commitment to conserve every drop of water and ensure its reasonable use. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that water sustains life and shapes the planet's future, and urged people to conserve water and use it responsibly. Bihar is celebrating its 114th Foundation Day today. On this day, 1912, Bihar was carved out of Bengal and granted the status of a separate state. A 3-day state-level ceremony is being organized at Gandhi Maidan in Patna to mark Bihar Diwas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have extended greetings to the people of Bihar on the occasion of Bihar Day. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for unity and action to address the ancient poison of racism, which he said is alive and kicking in every community, society, country and region of the world. In his message on the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination observed yesterday, Guterres said, "Racism lives on in the legacies of colonialism, enslavement and oppression, which drive so many of the problems today." And that is the end of this news bulletin.